Welcome back to Cyber Chronicles. Today's episode is about one of the most unsettling trends in the digital world, deepfakes. Yes, deepfakes. It's the story of how I was almost fooled by a deepfake video that looked and sounded completely real. This is the deepfake scandal. It all began when I received a link to a video that was making the rounds on social media. It sounded a well-known public figure making outrageous statements, things that were completely out of character. The video looked genuine, and the people's voice and mannerisms were spot on. It was shocking, to say the least. It really was shocking. I was ready to share the video, outraged by what I had just seen, but something stopped me. I remembered reading about deepfakes, videos that use AI, artificial intelligence, to manipulate images and audio, making people appear to say or do things they never did. Could the video be a deepfake? So, I decided to do some digging. I found the original source of the video and compared it to the one I had received. The differences were subtle, but they were there. The lighting was slightly off. The audio was just a little too much smooth, And the movements were almost imperceptibly unnatural. It was a masterfully created deepfake, designed to deceive and manipulate. So, I didn't share the video. Instead, I reported it to the platform for spreading misinformation. The experience was a stark reminder of how easily we can be fooled in the digital age, and how dangerous deepfakes can be in the wrong hands. The lesson here is one of vigilance. In a world where deepfakes are becoming more common, we must be critical of the content we consume and share online. Always verify the source, question the authenticity of what you see, and think twice before spreading potentially harmful information. Remember, in the digital world, seeing isn't always believing. Thank you.